This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Orson Welles once proclaimed, "We will sell no wine before it's time." Well, billionaire Bill Koch probably wishes he checked the time before he bought the wine. Mr. Koch bought 4 bottles of wine engraved with the initials THJ for $311,000 from a German wine connoisseur who claimed to have discovered a stash of Thomas Jefferson's wine bricked up in a Paris cellar. More than 2 decades later, after radiocarbon testing indicated there was only a 26% chance the wine was actually made between 1680 and 1740, Mr. Koch sued Christie's, claiming the auction house had engaged in a decades-long racket of promoting and selling supposedly rare wines that it knew to be counterfeit. But the court ruled for Christie's, stating the case was barred by the anti-racketeering law's 4-year statute of limitations. Benjamin Franklin once said, "Time is money." And the moral to this story? Cases of wine and cases about wine don't age well. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News. And for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.